Welcome, After Buzzers, to a very special concert experience. Fresh off her recently debuted single, Today, Over You, we have Luna Blaze in studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
Starting up. This is like a version of Carpool Karaoke almost.
I guess so. I know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know. I love this song.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the concert experience, and that is the new single just dropped today from Luna Blaze. And lucky for you guys and for us, we have Luna here in studio right now. So let's introduce ourselves. My name is Michael Rips. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, joined by my co-host.
I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me on all social media platforms at James Lott Jr.
And Luna?
Hi, I'm Luna Blaze, and you can catch me on all my social media platforms at Luna Blaze.
Which is, like, a lot, right? Like, how many social media platforms are we talking?
Oh, a lot. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. That's it.
It goes on and on. But find her at Luna Blaze all over.
And Musical.ly. Yeah,
Musical.ly, right?
And the new single just dropped today, yes. Over You, we can find where? Everywhere, right? But where specifically?
No, only for these first 7 days, you can find it on Spotify. Oh,
Spotify
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Very good. And then after these 7 days, iTunes.
So if basically what you just said is if you don't have Spotify, get Spotify, then you can hear Over You for the next week before everyone else.
The song is good.
Thank you.
If you guys heard just a snippet, it's really good song, very catchy, great vocals.
Aw, thank you so much.
Very much.
Okay, so we have a lot to talk about, because not only are you now, you're not just doing music, I mean, you're have a role in Fresh Off the Boat.
Yes.
You're very into a couple different awareness programs about, you know, breast cancer, water conservation.
Mm-hmm.
Very interested in that, actually.
Yeah.
And towards the end, I wanted to just go over some social media with you, and I think that would be fun. And so if you're following us on, if you're following this live, you can join us in the live chat, and we'll try to take some questions towards the end of the program. So thanks for joining us. And first off, obviously, you just dropped Over You today.
Yes, I did.
Yay!
Yeah, very exciting.
Start off with, like, how's it feel?
It's kind of crazy. Like, when I woke up, I was like, it's just a normal day. But then I was like, wait, my single is out today. I was like, that's definitely something else. So I just woke up to, like, multiple tagged photos of me, like, and my, like, song on Spotify. And I was like, this is so surreal. I was like, this is so crazy. And then I just got up at 8 a.m. to get my hair done. And,
very important.
Looks
great.
Thank you.
Yes.
But it was crazy. It was a really crazy just morning for me, because just so many people were texting me saying, like, your song is so amazing. I was getting tagged in photos. Like, it was just so surreal, and it's still surreal, so.
It must feel really exhilarating just that from when this concept of the song, recording it, and now it's out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And both James and I have heard the song. It's really good.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be great for you. So what was the inspiration behind the song?
Basically, the inspiration behind the song is it's about a boy, but but it's not just about, like, my experiences with a boy. It's about, like, every single time me and my friends hang out, I swear, it's just us talking about boys. I swear. And so, it's just about my experiences about boys. It's about their experiences. So I sort of combined it or mushed up all of our talks that we've had together into one song.
But isn't that funny how that happens? Like, you're with your girlfriends, having girl day, doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you're talking about all the boys in your life.
Exactly. Which we shouldn't really be doing.
Yeah.
Yes. But it just ends up that way, and it's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then it's just like, you know what? I remember these conversations, and it did something great.
Okay.
So there
it's
you
music.
Go.
I like that.
Who helped you with the song?
My three producers that are really, really close friends of mine and my mom. And it was just a really great, comfortable experience for me. And I felt very at home when I was in the studio. And it was crazy because I never intended on writing a song.
Okay.
Like, at least not right now.
Yeah.
And so when I went into the studio, I went into the studio because I had an audition for a movie where I had to sing. So my agent saw the audition, and they heard back from casting, and they were like, how about you go into the studio and just record a cover?
Oh,
so I was like, okay. So I went to the studio and came out writing a song.
Wow.
So it was kind of crazy, and that's literally where Over You led me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, in the studio,
yes.
Do you like the studio nice and warm?
Oh.
Done recordings in studios, too.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy.
Let me tell you, I will never ask my mom. Like, she's sitting right there. She can tell you. But I literally never want to be cold. Like, yeah, I always exactly. want to be hot. I will be in my car in 80-degree weather with the heat on, with my butt warmer on. It's crazy.
Like, what? So what?
Sauna.
What's the temperature that's too cold?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even, like, know. Like, I will literally only go in cold weather if I'm prepared for cold weather.
So
beside
funny.
That, I'm in the heat. So definitely heat in the
studio.
Studio.
I mean, I heat in the studio too, actually.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, so you have a song out, but do you have more songs and an album on the way, or what's your thought behind all of this?
I have written multiple songs, but for right now, it's just Over You. Yeah. But I have definitely written other songs.
Wow. Thinking about Over You, what is your ideal place that you would think someone should be listening to that song? Is it somewhere where you're hiking? Are you, at the beach? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what's the scene behind
Spin Cycle? I mean, like,
okay, well, it's going to be weird. It might just be a personal thing, but whenever I am listening to songs, I always click, like, a random playlist or songs that, like, people have suggested to me.
Okay.
So, say a person suggests Over You to a person. It can be sort of anywhere, but for me, I kind of think of like car rides, like something like a nice car ride, maybe in summer, just like, you know, cruising down the PCH. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But
okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, just
and
like.
And on not cold day?
On a not cold day.
Exactly.
Definitely very hot. Yeah. No, but I don't know. Just somewhere where like you're happy. It's definitely a happy song, so.
Yeah. It is a happy song, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It is a catchy song, as James already mentioned. Speaking of looking at the music scene, is there someone that you hope you can kind of resemble or model your career after or you look at?
Oh, wow. Definitely someone like Selena Gomez, because she started off in acting very young, too, and so did I. And then she led into music, and she's still doing acting, and that's definitely, like, what I want to do, because I'm never going to leave acting, and I'll probably never leave music. And that's what I sort of feel like she's doing as well. And I've seen her live, and I've seen her stage performance, and it, she's just so incredible. Like, everything that she does, like, I definitely... she's my inspiration.
I can see you doing musicals. So to both of them together, acting and singing together.
Yeah, and musicals are like popping right now.
They
like
are
that
right
is
now.
What happening. So yes.
If you could do a musical, is there one you'd want to do?
Oh gosh. Oh.
Beauty and the Beast.
I don't know.
Family Opera.
Yeah. Oh, Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty and the Beast.
I can see that one.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. Oh gosh. I don't know. If I was like
a musical that
Little
you
Mermaid.
Would want to do.
You know,
you would want to?
Yeah, a musical.
There's so many.
Like Chicago, of course. Like, there's a whole bunch.
Love Hairspray.
Hairspray's
good. Yes. That is or Grease.
Grease. I can see doing Grease.
West Side Story.
I could definitely do like I can name musicals like
I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so Selena Gomez. I actually kind of thought there were some Selena Gomez traits in listening to the song before you said that. So that's interesting. I like that. Your popularity is growing.
Mm-hmm.
James was thinking this. So how are you handling that?
Handling like what?
More popularity.
Getting more attention.
You know, now the song's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because like a year ago from like right now, like sitting here, I would have never thought that like I would have had the following that I have today. So it's like it's really crazy. And also I didn't intend on doing social media either. Like that's not something that like I was really like focused on doing.
Yeah.
And so now that's part of my life and it's such a big part of my life. So I don't even know. It's really crazy for me, like, knowing how many followers that I have, like, across all my social media. And being able to share something like music with all of my supporters is really, really fun.
What do you think has been the biggest change over the past year in growing that social media? You said it's been such a big difference over the past year. What do you think that's happened in your life that's created this much of a following to this point?
I was in this music video, and it's called Sweatshirt by one of my really close friends, Jacob Sartorius. And that's basically what started my social media. And it was a real, real, like, blessing for me because I made an incredible friend out of it. Yeah. And I don't know, I really would not have been here without social media, so technically I would not have been here without the Sweatshirt music video.
Did he give you any advice when you were working with him?
Did he give me any advice?
Yeah, I just think he's doing videos.
Oh, gosh. No, okay. I don't know. Definitely, like, just, like, seeing that, like, how... Well, he's really determined. He is a very focused and determined person. And so seeing him do his own music video, also at such a young age, he was 13.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was really mind-blowing for me. Just seeing, like, someone do that was really cool. And both of my parents are in the industry, so I have... always been on sets, but seeing someone my age do it was really, really cool. And that's, like, for my music video, I definitely was, like, thinking of, like, my whole experience on Sweatshirt, so it was really fun.
Okay, now speaking of the music video, that comes out next week?
Of my music video?
Yes.
Yes, I believe March 3rd. Yeah, March 3rd. That's when it... March 3rd is also when it comes out on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. So
it's a big day. March 3rd, you can catch the music video, which quite something. Now, I, without giving anything away, what was the experience of making the music video, you know, separate of the, actually the song? How'd that feel?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really crazy. Like, it was sort of the same feeling I feel like today. It was like waking up in the morning... thinking like, oh, it's a normal day, but then I'm like, I'm shooting a music video for my single. Like, it is just really surreal to me. And I woke up and I was in, yet again, a very comfortable environment. My dad actually directed the music video.
Okay.
He's a music video and film director, and he's very talented. I'm so, so blessed that he was able to shoot my first ever music video.
Yeah.
And it was just such an amazing experience for me. And I definitely, like, definitely will always remember it because it was really cool.
Well, something you and your dad shared together, kind of a bond thing.
Yeah,
like, first music video.
Yeah,
it was really, really fun. And I, when the music video comes out, I don't know, but it's something different. It's, I don't know if I want to say it, but I'm just going to say it. I don't really care. So, basically the video is in black and white.
Okay.
It's in black and white. And the reason I wanted to do it in black and white is because it was something like different than like anyone else my age has ever done a music video. So I just basically, I wanted to capture the real, like the cinematic like beauty of the video because like, everything about it was like really beautiful to me and beautiful to my dad and everyone there. Yeah. So I just definitely wanted my supporters to be able to see that too.
And you wrote the song.
I did write the song.
So you have like an inside track of like how you want the video to kind of look.
Yeah. And it was so, I can't even tell you. It was so crazy. Like being in front of the camera, like singing my own, like singing my own song. It was just so, it was so like, whoa, like it was crazy to me. Yeah.
Oh my God,
it was so fun though. It was really fun.
That's a great teaser on the music video, which comes out March 3rd, along with the song on all platforms.
Three.
And you made it with your father. Wow, what a great story.
I know. That's a story you'll always have.
How long did it take to make the music video?
Okay, so we basically did interior and we did exterior. So the whole interior took one day.
Okay.
Took one day, a few hours, and then the exterior took a few hours. So two days. But it was really quick. It was a really fast experience, and I loved everything about it. Yeah.
Wow, so exciting. You know, okay, so you did a music video. So you got to act in a music video, kind of.
Yeah.
But, and there's songs everywhere.
It's like, songs playing everywhere.
It's
so funny, my mom. That's really funny.
Oh, the live chat's up there.
It's good, yeah.
Catch it on Spotify.
It's on Spotify, you guys.
Yep.
Because you're an actress.
Yes.
And so, well, first one of the questions I want to ask you first is, when did you start singing? How old were you when did you start acting?
Oh, well, I had always been singing.
Okay.
I always definitely loved performing.
Yes.
I was always the type to do talent shows when I was in school. Always, like, to just, like, every, like, winter or, like, summer performance, I was always there on stage.
Oh, I love it.
But, I basically had always been singing, sort of.
Okay.
And, but I never really knew I was going to pursue it. And that never really was, like, a thought in my mind.
Right.
But for acting, I theatrically started doing acting when I was 8.
Okay.
but I had done commercials and I had been modeling for a very long time.
What was the moment that changed where you decided that you were like, yeah, maybe I will do music for professionally or for a career?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I really don't know. I think sort of it was maybe when I got comfortable singing in auditions. Because when I got comfortable singing in auditions, I had always, I had known, I like singing. This is something cool. And then when I got to, go into the studio, that was something, totally different. And that's sort of when I really knew that I wanted to do it.
All right. So you're not just a singer, though, because you appear on ABC's Fresh Off the Boat, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I want to get to that, and so does James. But before that, what's the biggest difference in how you approach acting and singing?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. For acting at least, it's definitely something where you show up, you do what you need to do, and then you go home. But with music, it can be such, a much more longer experience, and such, something where you can really just, it's different. I would compare movies and singing more together instead of TV and singing. Because being on a TV show, it's the experience filming and the experience in a studio is something totally different. Mm-hmm. But doing a movie and being in the studio, it's a long process. Yeah. It's something where you can totally change the character and bring it to life. And so that's sort of what you can do with a song as well. So, yeah.
That's kind of a good explanation. Wow.
Thank
I like
you.
That. Now, on the show, Fresh Off the Boat, which is a groundbreaking show.
Thank you.
You can be a recurring character on a Broadway. It must feel wonderful to do that.
Yeah, I love Fresh Off the Boat. I've been doing it for quite a while now. And I was really young when I started Fresh Off the Boat. I definitely was...
Time out for a second.
Yes.
You're still really young.
No. I am still very young, but I definitely wasn't... I wasn't a teenager.
No, okay.
I believe I had just turned 12.
Yeah.
So I basically, I don't know. I really was, story time really quick.
Tell us.
Going into the audition, I really did not want to go to the audition for Fresh Off the Boat because it, you had to do hip-hop dancing in the audition.
That's so funny.
So I'm a trained dancer. I know how to do hip-hop. It's not something I'm very comfortable with. And I'm a trained ballerina.
Okay.
So it's definitely a flamingo doing hip-hop.
That's an image.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. So I sort of just went into the audition trying my best. And always my mindset when I go into auditions is, you know what? Right when I leave that room, I'm just going to throw it behind me. If it happens, it happens.
Smart. Definitely
did not think Fresh Off the Boat was going to happen.
Yes.
But I got the call back, and then I got the call from my manager saying I got it. And I was like, whoa, hello, okay, sure. And... Four years later, led me here.
The whole cast is talented.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about how working with them?
Oh,
my
gosh.
The kids, everybody, they're all super talented.
Every single person. I'm not going to, name everyone every single person on that cast and crew is just so incredible. And we are such a big family. It's literally it's just like you're at home. For me, at least, because I've grown up on that set.
Yeah.
I literally have, grown up for the past, 3 years.
Yeah.
So... it's so fun, and just, the experience of it all has been, so incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not only did you get the role, you had won the Young Artist Awards Best Performance in a TV Series Recurring Young Actress, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even remember when that was. I think that was, last year or something, but... that was really crazy, too. It was definitely what? That's so crazy that people, recognize, that definitely young kids and teens can, pursue what they're doing at such a young age. So it was really fun.
What's the difference between your character, Nicole, on the show and Luna?
And myself?
Mm-hmm.
I get this question all the time. I never know the answer to it, which is really funny.
You will now.
Yeah,
tell us.
I definitely... it's like... oh, gosh. I don't even know. I really don't. It's like, Nicole is definitely more on the, the bad side. She, she gets into a lot of trouble all the time. She has a very big, potty mouth. So, she's definitely more rebellious. Me, on the other hand, I am, like, I don't know, I just, like, sit at home and hang with friends, and that's it. So, yeah, so, like, that's basically, like, it's definitely two, like, different people, but that's sort of what I love about playing Nicole, is that it's totally something different from what I live every single day. So when I go there, I can actually bring a character to life. So, yeah.
Do you mimic anyone? Do you look at anyone out there as characters? Be like, I want to be like, that's who I draw from, or inspiration, or what do you get your acting skills or look from, you know?
Oh, gosh. That's really hard. I don't know. Okay. I really don't know. I think, well, for me at least, Nicole was, like, a totally different character who, like, that I've ever seen at, like, a teenage age. So, yeah, I really don't have an answer for that because it was just, like, something totally different.
What's your favorite thing about being on the show?
Oh, my favorite thing about being on the show is such a big list, but definitely, like, the top is that it's like a different time era for me, at least.
Yes, in the 90s.
But yeah, so it's definitely, like, it's really cool, like, seeing, like, all the different wardrobes, seeing, like, yes. I definitely like different music, which I had never really heard before. So I definitely had to, like, bring that music into my life, and now I actually am very blessed because I, like, love all that music now. And so definitely just going to set, seeing everything, like, change from, like, 2017 to, like, 90s, which is really cool. Yeah, that kind of, I don't really know. It's a hard question.
It's a funny thing because the show is set in the 90s and you weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It's really funny because
I was. Older section over here.
I'm my age in the show.
Yeah, okay, yes.
But I wasn't even born
yet. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I feel like the 90s are just around the corner, but I guess they weren't. I guess they were a while back.
How's the food?
On set? Crafty.
Craft services. Yeah.
I can't even tell you. Like, I will literally... Oh, my gosh. Okay. I have this, like, joke with, like, everyone on set that one day there was, like, Zanku chicken at Crafty.
I love Zanku chicken.
And so, like, Matt, like, one of the guys on our show, he was like, there's Zanku chicken at Crafty. And I, like, turned and I was like, there's Zanku chicken at Crafty. I, like, bolted to Zanku chicken. I literally, like, bolted straight there to the food. Food's always incredible. There's different, like, trucks, different Crafty. Every single day. God. It's so amazing. I love it.
Okay, so you got a huge following. You've told us. We know that. Now, there's probably so many young girls, guys. They're like, oh, my God, Luna, I wish I could be like that. Let's say they want to get into acting. What kind of tips can you give to some, you know, of your peers?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I say this to them all the time, not even just, like, about acting, whatever they want to do, basically, but if they want to be an actress, because a lot of them say, like, I've heard a lot, is, like, I want to be like you. That's crazy, by the way. I would have never thought that, like, I would have been, like, they call me their idol. Like, I would never have thought that I would have been called an idol.
Yeah.
So, definitely being someone that they look up to, definitely just, like, follow your dreams. Like, just, like, do whatever, your heart desires. And if your, like, heart is telling you one thing, but other people are, like, telling you to do something else, like, just go with what you want to do. Don't listen to anyone.
Piggyback off of that, do you now, because you know you have fans, does that inform how you kind of behave out in public?
Oh, gosh. not really, actually, because I try and, like, show my supporters and my fans, like, who I really am.
Okay.
And so I definitely just, like, I will be whoever I am in front of them.
Yeah.
And totally not someone else. So that's
very authentic. Just like you say, my authentic self.
Myself.
You see it all.
Yeah.
And you could be the same. We're all the same, right? Like, you see it all.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Fresh off the boat. It's Tuesdays, 9 Eastern.
It is Tuesday.
8 Central. So if you want to watch
ABC.
Some more, you can do that on Tuesdays, ABC, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. You're very social media.
I'm very social
invested.
Media.
We've talked about that. We asked you all the different platforms. Which one's the favorite?
Snapchat. Snapchat is definitely my favorite. Actually, I don't know. It definitely Snapchat or Instagram or Musical.ly. because I have. Can I give you like a list, like
of
a reason why for each one?
Come on, girl.
So Snapchat is like I get to. Well, I do YouTube as well.
Oh yeah, I get
so
to, okay,
I
yeah.
do a lot of vlogs on YouTube.
Okay,
so
weekly, right?
It should be weekly.
Bi-weekly, maybe.
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be weekly.
Okay.
But for Snapchat, it's like. For me, it's like a different vlog every day. It's yeah. literally a different vlog every day. So yeah. they get to go throughout their day with me. They get to keep checking. Mm-hmm. And even if like you watch it at nighttime, it's like you're going on mm-hmm. and watching my life. So yeah. it's really, really fun and cool. And I always love seeing like screenshots of like my Snapchat story and like seeing like what they love about it. So definitely Snapchat for that reason, because it's like your life throughout your day.
Speaking of Snapchat, before we move on,
yes.
favorite filter that you use on your Snapchats?
Oh, gosh.
Do you have one? Is there like the go-to?
The doggy filter.
You like the
dog.
Oh, the tongue coming out, licking?
Yeah, I love the dog filter. Or I actually love the bee filter. But can I tell you why?
Tell me.
I love the buzz filter. I love the bee filter because I had this like whole like Snapchat thing a while back when it was like I had like a contest for like what my name for my bee should be because I used it on literally every Snapchat.
Oh, wow.
So the winner, like, it was, oh crap, I can't even remember it. No, I know the name. The name was Buzzbee, but I don't remember, like, how I chose the name. So I just chose the name Buzzbee. And now whenever, like, the bee comes back, I'm like, I, like, make a show out of it. I'm like, what's up, guys? It's Buzzbee here. So, yeah. So that's my favorite filter. But for Instagram, let me just go through really quickly. Instagram, because, like, I get to post photos and I just, like, I don't know.
Do you do Instagram stories?
I do. I need to start doing them more. I've been very consistent with them, but I do those too. But basically just doing Instagram posts. And then for Musical.ly, that's my biggest platform. So I definitely just like love posting my Musical.lys every single day and like having them make edits out of them okay. and having my supporters and fans make edits out of my Musical.lys. Mm-hmm. So for those reasons.
And you do have the YouTube channel, but you post thing whenever you get around. A couple
yes,
weeks, whatnot.
Yes. I need to be more consistent with my YouTube because it's something that like I love to do and I love mm-hmm. making videos and I love the whole process of it. So I definitely need to get back on my YouTube game.
Do you find that one of the different social media platforms has helped your career more than the others?
Yes.
And which one?
Musical.ly.
Oh, Musical.ly.
Okay. Musical.ly. Yeah, Musical.ly 1,000%.
Wow.
Because I literally am telling you, I would not be where I am without Musical.ly.
Wow.
It is such an amazing platform, and I know everyone's like, oh, like, people who make Musical.lys are cringy, but it's really like it's something that me and like a bunch of other people love to do.
Yeah.
And it's something for my supporters to see every single day and what they look forward to. And that's the most important thing
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
And I really would not be here without Musical.ly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Like, well, Musical.ly.
Yep.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Now, I prepared some Twitter comments. If we can get them, we're going to go one by one. I followed some of your tweets over February. And I just wanted some more clarification. So I put them on the screen for everyone to see. And we're going to start with the first one, which said, this was February 1st. It said, I'm absolutely in love with Justin Bieber. And since we're doing the concert experience, can you just describe, is it the love of his Instagram game? Is it his music? Is it, what is it? So give us a better understanding, the older folks.
well.
Yes.
What did you say?
I know the answer.
I don't know if you do, but but Justin Bieber... I love Justin because... I'm going to give you a list.
oh, my God.
I love Justin because he is very good looking.
Okay.
Second, second, his stage presence is very nice.
Okay.
Third, he knows how to play every instrument, which I love. Yeah. I love instruments.
Yes.
And third, he's just, like, a really nice person. Like, I see him, like, I watch his interviews all the time. Like, I see how he is with his fans. Like, I think he's, like, a really, really sweet person. And I know the press has, like... has made him look at some points where he's not that person, but you know what? It must be so hard, like, every single day to go through, like, some of the hard things that he went through. So it's like, stop hating on him. And
okay.
I know he took, like, a little break from Instagram, which was a little sad.
Hard for you, I know.
Which was very sad for me. But he's back, And yeah. he's better than ever. Yeah. And let me tell you, that commercial that he did for the Super Bowl, man. Oh, yeah. Wow. Justin, I love you.
Okay, before we get to some more, then, I just want to ask you. So, Justin has the Beliebers, right?
The Beliebers.
The Beliebers. Do you have a name for your fans yet?
Or the Blazers.
Have you figured that out yet? Because you're going to need that.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, we need that. We're going to need to figure that out.
I don't even know.
So you got to start thinking
maybe
about this.
Maybe Blazers. The Blazers or I really don't know.
Maybe the next tweet could be like to talk to your fans to ask for some suggestions.
Put out there. Blazers are put out there.
We're going to need some.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a good question.
We need that. We need to figure that out. I want to see this grow.
Okay, well, it's kind of funny and like weird, but I was getting a lot of hate at some point when I did the music video, and I was getting just like a lot of hate. So like, people called me Luna Tuna, which was which a lot of people would call me. I don't even find it like hateful or anything.
Yeah, right.
But that's like literally what people call me sometimes, just Luna Tuna on social media. So that's sort of one thing that people call me.
Yes.
But maybe we could change that. That'd be kind of cool.
We need, you know, Justin's got the Beliebers, and you're young and you're growing. You got your new single out. We're going to need your fans to follow up and get something to be in your, you know, the
Blazers,
army.
I like that.
Something.
Yeah,
something.
But
we need this.
I'll definitely talk to them about it. I'll see what they think.
I need this because I want to see this in March. I want to see, like, you know, whatever we come up with. All right, number two. This was on February 2nd, if we could get that up. This one's fun. Okay. Yeah, so February 2nd, math equals least fave emoji with the teeth out.
I agree with that.
Math equals least fave. Definitely.
Is there a type of math, or what was
it? It's just every math.
Just all math.
Definitely, that was for sure posted after my tutor Rob came over. I don't know. I like math, and then I very much dislike math. So I don't know. I think that was definitely just like a random "let me post what I feel" kind of tweet.
Listen, I think there's a lot of people out there that have felt the same way that you posted.
I feel it.
Yeah. So it was just, and definitely like when I was in school, and even now because I'm homeschooled, it never was my strongest subject. So it was definitely something I was just
I don't really like that.
All right,
the third tweet that I was running through and wanted some more clarification on, this was February 8th. You said, "Think about you often." So
specifically,
do you want to be more clear? Maybe we can give some more information on who we were talking about.
Well, I wasn't talking about anyone.
Just all the fans, or what was it?
I don't have a boyfriend, nor am I talking to anyone. Yes. So I definitely. Well, think about you often. That's a lyric from one of my favorite songs.
What song?
Yeah, it's a song. I Think I Love You. I Think I Love You by Fora. That's like, it's a really, really
good
song.
Shout out to Fora.
Yeah, Fora's great. And so it's Think About You Often, and my best friend turned me on to that song, so I really love it. And it was just like, I don't know, a cute tweet.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good. And then the fourth one, this was on Valentine's Day. This one. And it said, this was nice, the littlest things can make a girl so happy, smiley. So
I definitely know what this is about. I just like received great texts on that day from multiple people, just not from like boys or anyone, just like from like cute texts from like different people, because I make it very clear on social media that I am very single, and I am wanting a boyfriend.
Yes.
So I definitely just like, my friends always know, they're like, "We love you, don't worry, don't be sad." I'm like, "I'm not sad, I'm just crying in my bed." No, I wasn't actually crying. But no, just the littlest things can make a girl so happy. I feel like there was something that like happened, but I don't remember.
What would be a little thing if you were looking at
exactly,
the guy?
I know exactly what it is. Mind blanked for a second. I was in an Uber on my way to my friend's house, and my Uber driver was the sweetest person I've ever met in my whole entire life. That was the nicest person. Such an incredible, like, just guy. He was so nice. And when I got out of my Uber, He was alone on Valentine's Day. I was alone on Valentine's Day. And he was just, like, talking to me. I didn't feel weird or anything, during the whole Uber. And when I got out of the Uber, he was like, I'm going to give you this little Valentine's Day box. I was like, what? Like, it was just the littlest thing that, like, made me, like, really happy. And he gave me, and it was just really sweet. Like, I don't even remember if I ate the chocolate, but, like, it definitely made me, like, happy. So.
So sweet. Respectful. I'm saying
very
this 10 times.
Very respectful.
But I'm saying out there, she's single. Respectful, sane, young man who are good looking.
Yep.
Contact her. Otherwise, stay away from her. You have to answer to me. Yes.
Well, you said that everyone knows how single you are, and you put
everyone
it out there.
Literally
so
does
this
know.
Brings us to the last one that I found. This is February 19th. Thank you for the segue, Luna. You said on February 19th, I period need period A period boyfriend period RN period. I really enjoyed also the spaces and the RN at the end that's signifying right now. So.
I remember where I was and when I tweeted this.
So
I was at my friend's house and definitely was feeling lonely. My best friend, Jordan, and her boyfriend, Brandon, are very much in love. And they do love each other. And I literally am the third wheel all the time.
Oh, my God.
And that's fine because they're two of my best friends. And I love them. And I love seeing them happy.
Yeah.
But I definitely, definitely know that I was like, I need a boyfriend right now. I was like, that is what I am thinking in my mind. I need one.
Hilarious.
Even though my mom was like, you don't need one. You want one. And I was like, no, I need one.
Right now I need one.
I choose.
See?
In life.
Oh, gosh.
Choose.
That's right.
Never need.
That's right.
There we go, girl.
Okay.
Preach. Preach. But yeah, no, I need a boyfriend right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely something that's always in my mind. And I'm, yep.
Who runs the world? Girls. That's all I gotta say right now, right?
Were you getting offers after? Do you get offers frequently after these tweets about needing a boyfriend? I imagine with all the followers.
Oh, let
and stuff.
Me tell
I'm
you.
Sure.
With the amount of ats that there are in that, like, there's like at blah blah blah, at blah blah blah, at blah blah blah, and they're like, oh my god. And then my supporters or just people in general who see those tweets, they're like, this is indirect. They're like, this is indirect to someone. And I'm like, well, I clearly it's not, because I need a boyfriend.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Right.
So yeah, but definitely there's a lot of name dropping in those tweets.
Funny.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was good for us older folk. I have a better understanding of the Twitter game now from you. So thank you for that. Now, speaking of Twitter, seriously though,
yes,
Twitter can be a tough place because anybody can say anything. How do you kind of control that with the followers you have and the presence you have? Do you look at what people when they say negative? Do you not let it affect you? Because that's a thing that Twitter has issue with, right?
Yeah, I definitely, there are some days I love Twitter and there are some days I absolutely hate Twitter. Because there is a lot of, well, it's not hate. It's just like, it's something where I'm like, I'm just gonna get off this right now, because I always get hate on Twitter. I always get massive, massive, extensive hate. And I really don't know why, but I don't know. It's sometimes where I'm just like, it's like disgusting and just like, I really don't like what people are saying on here.
What kind of advice or how do you deal with that? Because a lot of times it's just jealousy. People can just say anything, they type anything just to
That's
make someone feel
what
bad.
It is. That's,
so are you able to just recognize that and not let it affect you? I mean, what do you do? Especially as a young generation growing up, it can be tough.
Yeah. Well, for me at least, I have never let any of the hate get to me. I've never been that person. And so, especially now that I literally get hate, it definitely just, it doesn't get to me. I just throw it over my head and I'm like, I don't know these people personally. I know that they'll never physically, like, be mean to me in person. Because it's just a social media presence, what they're doing. It literally is just someone behind a phone typing something mean. But then when you meet them in person, it's like they're too coward to say anything to your face. So it's like, okay.
You are wise beyond your years.
Thank you.
Got it.
No, that's good, though. It's good to hear. Now, we have a little bit of time left. Let's talk about some of your passion projects. And starting with, the awareness for, first off, water conservation. Where does that come from? That's an interesting, unique one that's important, obviously, out here in Southern California.
Very important.
What's behind that?
Basically, I just, from a very young age, I had always seen that there was, like, that there had been grass in my garden because we always had, like, sprinklers going. We had always had, like, water going. And I was just, like, and the air felt really dry. I was, like, we're not living in a healthy environment. And so I was, like, I literally told my parents this. I said, we are cutting our water on the sprinklers. Like, we are not going to sprinkle our water anymore. Let me tell you, it's all dirt in our backyard. Yeah. And I'm not ashamed of it because literally, well, now, actually, because of the rain it's, like, been crazy. Yeah. And there is grass now. But it's like, I don't know. I definitely, anything that involves saving our planet, I'm very much into. Because, like, it's anything and anywhere. Like, our mountains, our, like, ocean. I definitely am very big on, like, water life, on saving, like, the animals in the water. And so anything that really involves water and saving water is...
Like, well, you know, like, I'm a gardener, and I have a lot of drought-tolerant plants. That's one way to start.
Yeah.
Get drought-tolerant, where you don't have to water them very often.
Wow.
So you save water, and they actually last life. Some of them fruit. Some actually fruit things.
What?
Mm-hmm. So
that's amazing.
So I believe in water conservation too, because we had a drought for so many years here. But drought tolerant plants mean they'll grow in any situation. You water them very little.
Wow.
So many of them are succulents, but some of them actually they fruit things.
Wow, that's amazing.
What's one tip for someone that's maybe they want to conserve water, but they're not really sure a good way to? What's an easy tip that anyone could just do?
Oh, wow. Definitely don't I'm just going to use, like, the easiest one for, like, drinking water. Definitely, like, always use, like, glass. Like, always use glass. Because, like, with glass, you can just use it again. And with
plastic,
you're just going to, like, throw it away.
Sure.
And a lot of people, their first instinct isn't to go, like, oh, I'm going to throw it away in the recycling bin. I'm just going to throw it away in the trash can. And then with the trash can, it just goes to waste. But with recycling, it goes in the recycling bin for a reason. But so if you could just use glass, it's like way better. So that's what I would tell people.
I like that tip. All right, so use glass. Let's talk about breast cancer awareness for a second.
Yes.
What draws you to this?
Breast cancer awareness. I'm very big on breast cancer because my aunt died of breast cancer at an extremely young age. And I believe, how old was she? 35? Yeah, she was 35, and it was really crazy, and it was sort of like an eye-opener for me because she was so healthy, she was in the best shape, and also, again, why I'm very strong on environmental stuff, because I 1,000% believe that it was all environmentally. Mm-hmm. It was just everything that was in what she was surrounded by in her environment, and so I think that because she died at a very, very young age, and also something that I believe was environmental, breast cancer is not like an old person disease anymore. Nope. Clearly, because people her age, 35 and younger, are getting breast cancer.
That's true.
So it's like, I definitely want even people my age to always like get checked, always know how to like check themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, that's very, very important to me because that's something I stand up for clearly. So that's basically that.
Very smart. You're right. Everybody, you should always know how to check yourself at any age because you just don't know nowadays.
These are great causes, and it's great that you have a growing presence and you're behind some of these things. I think it's going to be helpful for the youth generation.
Thank you.
One last question for me I didn't get to ask you yet, but you started modeling when you were 5.
Yeah, I started modeling when I was really young.
And you're modeling now. You've been modeling since then for like a decade at this point.
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference to you modeling at the start when you were like 5 to now?
Oh, gosh. Well, I haven't done modeling quite a lot recently because acting has, like, taken over a lot. But definitely, this is hard. Modeling at a young age, it was sort of like, oh, you're cute. Like, you're cute. You can be in a cute little ad. Like, that's that. Yes. and like a little toddler. Definitely when you're older, you have to, that's one thing that's very like, even in the acting world, it's gonna sound like crazy, but you need to stay in good shape. Like, you need to stay in good shape. And that's one conversation that me and my mom have had a lot of talks about, because yes. I was a trained dancer for a really, really long time. And I stopped dancing because I got fresh off the boat. And I had never really, like, I have not gone back to dancing in 2 years. And so that's just, it was really, like, weird for me not to, like, be going to, like, dancing every single day to dance class. I do miss it, but at the same time, like, I had not wanted to be a dancer. Like, that's not, like, what I wanted to do in my career. And so I miss it. I miss the exercise, and I miss how, like, how in shape I was. Not saying I'm not in shape now, but I miss how in shape I was. But I definitely, like, yeah, definitely you have to stay in good shape to be, like, a model. Or you don't even have to, but it's, like, it's something that I was, like, if I'm going to do well, I want to try and stay in shape, so...
You know, as we're wrapping this up a little bit, just talk about your parents. Well, how much their support has meant to you?
My parents?
Yes, how's meant to you, this business and
oh my gosh, show? I can't even tell you. My parents have been, like, so incredibly, like, there for me. Like, from the very, very, very beginning, like, I do not even know what I would do, like, without my parents. Yeah. Both of them have given me, like, so much, and they have always been there for me. And both of my parents, since they both are in the industry, definitely not their first thought was, oh, you're going to be an actress, yeah, you're going to be a singer. It's definitely like, let's go to soccer practice, let's play sports.
Yes.
But I had always grown up on sets and going and seeing that whole experience. And my dad and my mom always tell me, like, you always wanted to be in front of the camera.
That's so funny.
Like, all the time. So I just, I don't know. They have always been there for me, and they're still there, here for me for, like, forever. I know they will be, so.
And the fan supporters. Tell them how much do they mean to you in your everyday.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. For me, my family and my supporters go first. Like, they really do. It's like, I do not know where I would be without my supporters, and I don't know, like, what I would do if I, like, couldn't talk to them every day, if I ever needed someone to go to. Like, I know they are always there to listen. Yeah. So it's definitely, like, my supporters are, like, my best friends. They're, like my family, so.
I like that. And I like what's ahead for you. Obviously, your parents have raised you really well. You're wise beyond your years.
Yes.
Continued success with not only today's new single, Over You, but anything in the future. If you make another single or you drop the album, you got to come back and talk to us again.
I will.
Come back.
Right here
on the concert experience. You guys can catch Luna's single, Over You, on Spotify for the next week.
Yes,
you can catch it on every platform starting on March 3rd, alongside her music video, which she told us today will be in black and white, completely unique. You don't want to miss that, coming out March 3rd. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. I'm your co-host, Michael Rippey. I'm joined by my co-host,
James Lott Jr. I don't know why I started laughing. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me on all social media platforms at James Lott Jr. I'm going to be following you and watching your progress.
Thank you.
And we can find you on all platforms at Luna.
You can find me at all platforms on just Luna Blaze, and Blaze is spelled BLAISE.
And we need to name her army. We need
Blazers.
Your fans.
We do need to find an army name. We really do need to find an army name. Yep. And that will definitely be going on Twitter. So, what's the army name? Yep.
Thanks for coming. Continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you guys next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
How's it for you?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.